This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
I'm Liam Makelam, KCBS Foodie Champ at Allura. On the Embarcadero, San Francisco, California, Chef Ryan McElroy. Chef, how are you?
I'm excellent. So excited.
You know, I always begin with a little clink of the glass, you know, to good times. Cheers, Chef.
Cheers.
We're going to have our very impressive wine director come in, tell us all about the wine. Come on in here. Don't be shy. Introduce yourself to our friends listening.
Hi, my name is Sergio Blandon, and I'm the wine director for the Allura Restaurant Group.
So, Sergio, we have a red here. Actually, no. Chef's drink first. What's Chef drinking?
Chef is drinking a domestic wine utilizing Italian varietals, Ribolla Bianca and Friulano, with a little bit of Chardonnay to add complexity. Perfect pairing with the 100-layer lasagna that we serve in the restaurant.
Oh, my gosh, I can smell it. We're going to tuck into that in a moment. And then you've given me this beautiful, big, bold red. What do we have?
Beautiful, obscure, aromatic, perfumey Lebanese wine from the Beca Valley, a blend of Cinsault Grenache, bringing those amazing potpourri dry rose petal aromas that amazing with the dishes that contain game, like gamey dishes.
Well, listen, we thank you right there. Anyone who serves us wine, we love you. We just met Chef Ryan. Let's go back in time. We'll get to the wine. Wait, actually, it'd be naughty to not have a little sip. We should have a little sip.
Exactly.
Go. One more time. Cheers, Chef. Cheers. Here we go. Little sip. Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. You know, people listening at home love the sound of other people drinking and enjoying themselves. That's good. Gift from the gods right here in my glass. How was yours?
Delicious, delicious. Paired really well with that lasagna.
Let's take a journey back in time. Vancouver, British Columbia, my favorite city outside San Francisco in North America. Growing up there, what were you eating? What was coming out of the kitchen at home? What was on the table? What's the cuisine of Vancouver?
Well, similar to San Francisco, you have a lot of great raw natural products. So obviously salmon from up there, grew up, you know, around a lot of fishermen and having little salmons all the time in the season. And then the produce and everything, you know, maybe not as good as Northern California, but pretty close. The Okanagan Valley, all the stone fruits, just great products growing up. And you know, it's a really natural place. So lots of, you know, home jam making, home sort of stuff like that. A lot of family canning vegetables and jams and that sort of thing. So,
and that proximity to wine country too, not too far away, incredible wines being produced, perfect Pinots and many other varietals as well, right?
Yeah, up in the Okanagan Valley and different wine regions in British Columbia, really coming along.
At some point, cooking stirred up a little fire in your belly. Do you remember, firstly, your first triumph in the kitchen? Do you remember at home something you cooked and went, okay, I got Maybe I'm onto something here. Was there a moment, or how did this all come to be for you?
Even as a small kid, I was a bit of an olive addict. Mm-hmm. So it was Greek salad. Where I grew up in British Columbia, in Vancouver, Kitsilano is a large Greek neighborhood. So we'd always go out for family dinners at Greek restaurants, and I just loved Greek salad. To this day, it's probably one of my favorite salads. So feta and Kalamata olives is sort of my thing.
Well, full circle almost. We're going to come here to Allura, but you decided to take it seriously. You went to culinary school, correct?
Yep. Went to culinary school on Vancouver Island at Nanaimo College.
And the takeaway from those days at college?
It was a good crash course in French cooking, learning to make terrines and chauffoir and all those sorts of things. Introduced me to the world of cooking.
Yeah. Mais oui, c'est bon. We'll end it there. What brought you south? What brought you to the Bay Area? And were the stops prior, after leaving Vancouver?
When I was 25, I moved to New York to be an opening sous chef for Gordon Ramsay at the London.
Yeah.
From New York, I went to Las Vegas, Hubert Keller, for Fleur-de-Lis.
My heart, my friend, Hubert. He is like a brother to me. I love that man so much. I just texted him yesterday morning. So you learn
so
from
nice.
One of the masters, right?
Well, a great chef, but even greater DJ.
I may have gone on down with my bad self. Well, Hubert is DJing. We used to throw, sorry, don't mean to pull it back to me, but I will for 15 seconds. Chef Hubert and I threw a Halloween party for a few years with another DJ, Frenchie the Freak. And then we did New Year's Eve parties, one at 25 Lusk, so you know. He can not just whip it up in the kitchen, but he knows the platters that matter. His music head is impressive as well. So great mentors. Going from Ramsay to Hubert Keller, that's quite a jump, right? Mm-hmm. Both masters, both brilliant in their own way, right?
Yeah, and in my earlier years, it was more about French cooking and sort of manipulating stuff. And then over time, then I moved to Napa Valley, where I was a chef near the opening for Bottega.
Yeah.
And then I spent about 4 or 5 years cooking Italian food. And then we started researching Coqueta. So I started traveling to Spain, spent a couple years developing the menu for Coqueta and really learning Spanish food. And from then, I've opened 3 Spanish restaurants in San Francisco.
I hope you took lots of trips to Spain. Research and development was important, right?
Yeah, I've been to every region for Jamon Ibérico, all 5 DOs. That's really great. I recommend a Jamon Ibérico de Bayota trip anywhere. But I've been to every region in Spain. I've spent months traveling and eating and stuff. So it's a good part of the job.
A meat tour sounds like heaven to me.
Uh-huh.
So
for this restaurant, for Allura, actually, we got to travel to Rome. So I went to Italy for the first time. We went to Athens, and we went to Istanbul. So
Istanbul.
You can see all those flavors sort of reflected in this menu.
So you did your work, you took those trips, and you brought home inspiration that came up with the Allura menu. Firstly, what's behind the name?
It's beautiful dream is what it means. And it's just, with the space itself seemed a little bit feminine. The name runs that way. And it just sort of a mystery and sort of intriguing with what we're doing with the food.
Because the word itself, Allura, Italian, mm-hmm. means?
It's ancient Latin. And then means a beautiful dream or beautiful dreamer.
Well, you walk in here, it's a bit of a dream.
Yeah.
It's a great setting. Let's talk the menu. So, chef, after all those trips, you got to come up with a menu. You got to make it sing. Was it tough to take things off or to put things on? How do you go about it? Where do you begin with that process?
Yeah, the original menus are always a bit large, and then you edit it down.
Yeah.
But for us, we sort of based it around some craft. So we do a lot of bread, so in-house sourdough bread, our pitas and our focaccia, and then our in-house pasta program. So we're just basing it a lot of different crafts and making things from scratch, spending our time there. And then we have a special kebab grill where we're doing Spanish pinchos, we do Greek souvlaki, and for you today, we cooked the Turkish Adana kebab, which is the spicy kebab of Istanbul.
My gosh, just smelling this coming off the grill, you plating it up. Talk us through the entire dish. How's it appear on the menu? And talk us through it.
So on the menu, it's under the Adana kebab. We have the za'atar flatbread. So that one's a 72-hour ferment. There's a small amount of einkorn flour. All our flours are from Central Milling, so local organic flours. That gets cooked in our pita oven topped with comfy garlic oil and za'atar spice. The kebab itself is a mix of beef and lamb. There's little tricks to do it. It's ground twice and then you paddle it to get sort of the fat to cream out to get that perfect texture. And we add a little bit of baking soda to actually leaven the meat and gives it a little springiness. And then it has serrano chilies, Aleppo chili, there's some Calabrian chili and some arbol chili. So different chilies and spices in there. Sumac onion salad on top of that. And then to the side, we got two sauces. Our tum, which is our garlic and lemon sauce. It's similar to an aioli, but with no eggs. It's emulsification. And then our fermented harissa, which takes 9 days to make. We ferment chilies and peppers for a week and then mix it with a bunch of different spices, shallots, ginger, garlic, and then dehydrate that down into a paste.
Oh, my word. You know what? I need a drink, Chef. I mean, let's take a breath. Oh, my word. Mm. Cheers, Chef. A lot of love, a lot of patience, a lot of history on that plate right there. Next door, this isn't just any old lasagna. It's the 100-layer lasagna, inspired by what? Talk us through the dish.
So it's inspired by the 100-layer lasagna from Del Posto, Chef Mark Ladner. But our version, we're doing Nduja Pomodoro. So it's an Nduja lasagna. So the layers are egg pasta, bechamel, Parmesan cheese, bolognese, and then that tomato infused with the Nduja sausage. So we do about 50 layers of that and then set that overnight and sear it in a pan, much like a steak. So you get a crust all along the top of it and then on a bed of more of the Nduja Pomodoro. And then we just made it rain Parmesan Reggiano over the top.
You did make it rain. So here we are. A few weeks into service, right? How's it been so far? I mean, going full throttle, opening the doors, and being here on the Embarcadero, downtown San Francisco, where all the action is. So far, the journey.
Yeah, we're very excited. It's so nice to be so close to the water. You know, we can just see it right out of the windows. New restaurants, you know, it's every day it gets a little bit better. I say it's a puzzle, and at the beginning there's no pieces, and every day you put one and then one more, and eventually you get enough pieces that it looks like a real restaurant and everyone recognizes it. So we're just getting out of that sort of fog of figuring where everything is and how everybody does anything. It's real exciting.
Well, Chef Ryan, I know that weather is good food. I know for me, my nose leads me to the good stuff. They will come. They already are. The word is out. People are happy with what they're experiencing so far. The minute you walk in here, a really, really cool design. Who's behind the look, feel of the restaurant?
It's our architect that did some of the other restaurants for the Rue Group. Nu and Vikram, the owners, worked with him on the design inside of here.
Yeah. Well, listen, loving it. I'm excited to have dinner and have the full-on experience. For those who have not been to Alora, why should they come?
Beautiful place by the bay, gorgeous food, fabulous cocktails. It's a real fun place to be.
We didn't even get to have a cocktail together. That's coming. Chef Ryan, a real joy to be with you, to chat. Friends, do yourself a favor. Make your resi soon. Alora, 101 Embarcadero, downtown San Francisco, just along from the ferry building. More on Chef Ryan's story and the Alora story at kcbsradio.com and click on Foodie Chap. Cheers, Chef.
Cheers.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's better over here. AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
It's time for Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Give the kids in your community a chance to flex their superpowers, and they could earn a trip to the national finals of the 2025 World Series presented by Capital One. So go ahead, be the one who powers their dreams, and sign up to host the local Pitch, Hit, and Run event. It's a free and fun way to promote baseball, softball, and your organization. To learn more, go to pitchhitrun.com.